today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
No one likes to be rejected. Human beings were wired with a desire to be accepted and not rejected. In some cases, people will go to great lengths to be accepted by others only to be rejected. Each day, people slip into bouts of depression, become anxious, and most miserable because those whom they hold dear rejected them. I speak with individuals every day who have been rejected by their family members, their husbands, their children, their wives, and those whom they work with. When people reject you, have you ever thought to yourself that it has nothing to do with you, but more so with what they see in you that they do not see in themselves? Sometimes rejection has to do with familiarity, the great job you do, and the fact that they never thought you would accomplish what you did. They became too familiar with you and only expected what they knew about you during the season and nothing more. They want to keep that same memory of you as the girl or the boy next door, the guy who played on the football team, the girl from around the way, or the corner boy. They never thought you would become the lawyer, the doctor, the business owner, the manager, the supervisor, employee of the month, and so much more. Jesus had to deal with the same rejection when he went back home. In the Gospel of Mark, after he stilled the sea and cast demons out of a man, after he had healed Jairus' daughter and the woman with the issue of blood, he went to his own country. In Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished. And they said, "Where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" After doing all these mighty works, authenticating that he was the long-awaited Messiah, they were offended. They were offended because he exceeded their expectations. They were offended because of their unbelief. As a result, not many mighty works were done in his own country amongst his own people. Are you cutting yourself short as a result of rejecting others? Have you become so familiar with people you know that you can't see their good works and their great works? Don't miss out on the opportunity to support, to benefit, and applaud someone by rejecting them because they are familiar. Today, embrace people. Don't reject them. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.